Boom. All right. So I didn't want to have to do this, but I just couldn't understand. I just don't understand. I mean, yeah, America's cool and all. We got our faults, I know. We're not the best country. But come on, America. We really got to get it together. Are we really having rich people be... Are rich people our lowest intelligent creatures? Nah. I'm going too far. I'm stuck. I just want to know. I just want. You know that, like, how do you say, Eureka moment. I want a Eureka moment when I understand. Eureka moment. That sounds so weird. Eureka. But anyway, I just want to understand whose idea was, like, honestly, whose idea was it to say, hey, let's control a submarine. Yes, a submersive vehicle that's strictly meant to be submerged underwater. I hate my S words. Strictly for that point. Let's control it with a $30 Logitech controller. I'm not even understanding how that's even possible. I'm no submarine expert. I'm no scuba diver. I'm none of that. But I'm pretty sure a submarine isn't just depending on analog sticks and X, square, triangle, and circle button. What are they gonna do? Put in the cheat codes? R1, R2, R1, R2. Like, bro, what? You're in a submarine. What was the purpose of using such a... Okay, let me take it back. Let me step back. Let me not be aggressive and being biased. Bias. B-I-A-S. All right, yeah, I'm having a slow moment. That's not even what I'm supposed to be using because I'm not being biased. I'm being aggressive. I'm not finna be politically correct right now. Because this is outlandish. Why the fuck? I'm not even gonna say $1 million. Let's just say, let's go out this world. Let's say a submarine is $500 million. Why the fuck am I gonna spend that much money on a submarine submersible vehicle? Well, I'm not even gonna say 500. I forgot that I did look this up a couple days ago. Submarines are expensive, but what their specific vehicle was, it wasn't that expensive to make. But I just wanna know, why was a $30 controller really in the list of inventory? Why is that even the go-to? Like, what? Why is that the go-to item? Not even go-to item, just the item that you really just thought of when you say, okay, I'm getting my submarine ready. My next item on my list so I can have a running, functional business is a $30 Logitech controller. I'm still trying to wrap my head around, like, how are you controlling a whole submarine with just a controller that has an analog stick? Okay, yes, X and Y axis, understandable. But acceleration, braking, I mean, that's probably not all a submarine can do. Propeller speeds. I don't know, man. I'm just trying to, you know, just think. Because this don't make no fucking sense. And two, I don't even know what point this is. It's just me rambling. Forgot what I was talking about. I almost started drooling, goddamn. Ah, drooling, water, submarine, dumb motherfuckers. That's what I was on. Whew, almost died. JK, I didn't die. Or almost died. I'm too cool for that. Yeah, anyway, you spending all this money getting your submarine ready. And I'm pretty sure submarine parts are not bought on the Logitech website. And from the looks of it, that submarine looks like it's straight up just, you know, computer screen, two computer screens. I couldn't see what that one piece was, but it looked like I don't know what it's called, compressor? No. Hydraulic press? No. I can't think of the name of it. But it's a long cylinder, and it's closed off on both ends except for a little tiny hole. Well, not a little tiny hole like that. Enough for a metal bar to grow through. Shit, breathe, my boy. Stop being fucked up. Just kidding, I'm gonna be fucked up because the motherfuckers, whoever is inside that submarine, ain't got no air. And they dumb as fuck. What was that for number two? But look. It just don't make no sense to me, my boy. And my girls. How in the hell was the submarine not attached to anything? Not even just that, just... Fuck, I'm having a hard time breathing. Am I gonna die? Nope. I just need to... Maybe open the door. Get some fresh air. No, that breaks the hot box. Too old. Stop smoking. Start talking. Talk. But yeah. Party like a rock star. Yeah, my bad. getting back on track, bro, because breathing is important, as you can see. That's what I was talking about. They also needed to learn how to breathe because that was important for them. They ran out of oxygen pretty fucking fast, but as I saw, it was a small ship and it didn't have any oxygen tanks. Why didn't they take extra precautions when they're constantly, you know, risking people's lives by going down? Using a fucking Logitech controller. That doesn't make sense. I just don't understand it. I think I'm manually breathing. That's why I'm having a hard time breathing. Because I'm not breathing in between me talking. I'm not breathing in between me taking hits. I don't know how to automatic breathe. I do, but I don't. I don't know how to kick it up, like, you know, like. I hope I didn't fuck anybody up by doing this. I think I did this in one of my other podcasts. So I did that on purpose, but this time I'm not. I'm high and I'm stuck on manual breathing. I think it's because my brain got so fucked up. When I coughed, I was like, oh, fuck, bro. You fucked up the gears. Now the automatic ain't working. You're going to have to do manual for a minute. I thought I was really just having a hard time breathing, but I'm not. I'm really just manually breathing. But yeah, how dumb you gotta be to pay $25,000? Or was it 25? I think it was $25,000. I don't know. Why do you manually do this? Please stop. Please go back to automatic. Why are you paying that much money just to go down in the sea to look at it up? Sunken ship. Boy, you stupid. Stupid. There you go. Paying attention to the fire, I almost forgot to breathe. I like to make sure all my joints are like burned with the whole circle. Like it burns all the way around. Like you see the fire starts all the way around. So when you pull, it's like a perfect hit, in my opinion. Yeah, bro, man, I don't know, man, that whole situation is just, because a lot of shit don't make sense. I don't care what kind of business you got, I don't care what kind of shit you got going on, you're not finna use a $30 controller to pilot something with somebody's life. Okay, let me give you an example. Okay, bam, ooh, there we go, here we go. A train conductor using a Nintendo Switch to operate the entire train. No. Trains are kind of not safe, but safe, you know, man. They're on a track. There's nothing you can really fuck up. A Nintendo Switch? A PSP? Yeah, that's a crazier item to think about. Because, you know, you didn't have an analog stick. You had a speaker analog stick. First of its kind. But, yeah, you in an airplane, right? I'm not even gonna say you flying far. You going from United States only. What's somewhere super close? Super duper close. Okay, boom, 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 boom. You going from North Dakota to South Dakota. I don't know anything about North Dakota or South Dakota. I just know they're right by each other. You're in the middle of North Dakota, flying to South Dakota. And you notice your pilot is playing a Nintendo Switch. But he's not playing anything. It's showing the coordinates and, you know, all the stuff that, you know, pilot screens have on his Nintendo Switch. So you think to yourself, this is a safe ride. I should be okay, right? That's your instant train of thought. Fine. He just, you know, he's just bringing his own controller. Right? Right? That's what that is, right? Oh, wait. It got to be first class. Nah, first class ain't even that much money. Like, shit. Private jet? Yeah, private jet, because they're small. And it's strictly you and whoever you got with you. Or two-seater plane. I don't know the real name for them. I think they're just called airplanes. Two-seater airplanes. Right? Curse you, marijuana. It's my fault for being dumb. It's not marijuana's fault. No cough. Two-seater planes, like the ones that you see on TV and movies where, you know, like when they're fighting King Kong and they have those people inside their planes. I always wonder, how the fuck are your bullets fast enough to directly go through the propellers? But movies are movies, and that's probably not how they're fully made. But, you know, they're probably closer to the end, away from the propellers. But in the movies, they always had it, like, super-duper close. And I was like, bro, the propellers don't even extend. I mean, the propellers do extend past the fucking gun. So how would you shoot? Why did they lie about that? What is the purpose of lying about that? Why would they fake that? Oh, is it copyright? I don't care. No, that's not the point. The point is, you in a two-seater plane, you... Something that's simple. Oh, yeah. South Dakota, North Dakota. Yeah. You spent a lot of money on a two-seater plane to go to South Dakota to North Dakota. When you get inside the plane, you notice the pilot has on a whole Nintendo Switch instead of an actual controller. And I mean, the Nintendo Switch is free balling. It ain't no, oh yeah, it's connected to where the you know, the steering is. No, it's just free balling. In his hand, his feet cocked up. Chilling, big chilling. And you say, alrighty, I'm gonna be your captain today, blah, 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 yada, 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 all the captain speech. And it gives you the option. Do you want to stay on this bitch or do you want to go? Are you ready to go, my bad? Not do you want to go, are you ready to go? And apparently, people on the submarine said, yeah, let's go, let's do it. And they died. Dun, dun, dun. True story. Anyway, man, it's just crazy. Five people died in a submarine, and they all paid $25,000 or, you know, $250,000. And it's like, what the fuck? Why was that controlled? Why are you still even using the Logitech controller when the price of one ticket is fucking what? Okay. I'm gonna Google it right now. Let's see. Steering system. Shopping. Thank you, Google. Google always has that weird ass shopping side. Okay. 493, $3,000, $2,000. These aren't real steerings. These are just like weird ass like parts. Logitech G Heavy Equipment Bundle Farm Sim Controller looks hell of a lot better than what they had. $391.98. $1,000, $1,800, $500. An actual steering wheel from Volkswagen. Das Auto. $1,200. What? Steering wheel carbon fiber. $1,200. So they had options, as you can see. Or they could have gave somebody a yacht. $41,000. Oh, that's where I should go. Logitech. Yeah. Let's see, babe. Hold on. That's what I should do. Compatibility. That's what makes sense. Oh, I wonder what Logitech stocks look like right now. Contactless. Hold on. Let's pick up. I don't care about that. There we go. Singapore? What? This gets even more confusing. They make mouse and keyboards. Cool. You grew up Logitech. I see you. The shop. All right. Controllers. What? Accessories, I guess. What? What? Hold on. Maybe I'm on the wrong site. Logitech.com. I'm not on the wrong site. Wow. So he bought a controller from a company, and this company doesn't even sell controllers anymore. So that means you bought it on eBay. What the fuck? Shop. I'm on shop, and all it says mice and keyboards. I clicked on it. No controllers. Headsets and webcams. Clicked on it. No controllers. Streaming. You thought that would be it? No. Just cameras. What the fuck? I clicked on accessories. Guess what? Nothing about controllers. It just says for iPad, for smartphone, for business meetings. Oh, I'm sorry, video conferencing. Presentation remotes. And you know, I thought maybe I'd get lucky. No. Not at all. And it's like, what? What? What is going on? Why did they buy it? When did they buy that controller? How long have they been doing this? Let's look at the actual controller itself. Sold by Dell for $33.99. F710 wireless gamepad. Okay. Dominate PC games with no cords to get in your way. The F710 features a reliable cable-free 2.4 gigahertz connection. Dual motor vibration feedback lets you feel every hit, crash, and explosion in your games. That's not funny. Plug and forget and enjoy the freedom of gaming without wires. I'm just trying to figure out where did you get the idea that this would be the best controller to use? Yes, works with Chromebook. Miscellaneous is the only thing that it has. Yes, it works with Chromebook. Outstanding. It gotta be a hoax. It has to. Worked great out of the box on Windows 11. Automatically recognized by Steam and worked with my Steam games. Without any additional software setup, I could even control big picture mode with it. Plays well with my other Steam controllers. 3 days ago, would you recommend this for my 1.5 billion submarine project? God damn. They got responded back crazy. Four months ago, and then bam, it works with the majority of the time. It has some issues around 12,500 feet. If you do go with this model, then I suggest offering you with the optional joystick attachments. No sense in cutting the corners when safety is concerned. Who's Bill? Who's this? Who are you, Bill? I just don't understand. Let's see the stocks. Logitech stocks. What? In the past 5 days, it's only went down. Damn. That's crazy. interested. Logitech stock's price drop after Trump reviews it after Titan subway disaster. Damn. Man, that's not, it was 2 weeks ago. Stocks are falling. CEO said he's stepping down. He said, fuck this shit. I just don't know people. I feel like everybody should look this up for themselves to understand what really happened in that subway. Like, what was the reason for buying a $30 controller? I don't know how old that controller is, but why was the safety of everybody else not important? I mean, I guess some people think, oh, it worked the first time. Fuck it, why am I gonna change it if it don't break? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's a little different, my boy. You got a brand new Logitech controller. Woohoo. But you got this big ass submarine carrying your life forms. You don't think you need to upgrade it? Just my thought. Just my 2 cents. I don't know, man. I'm a little high. I'm a lot high. So I feel like I'm not gonna be as talkative, and I feel like I'm just dragging on that subject about the subway. Subway. Ha ha ha. Submarine. So I'm chill. I'm in this. Until next time. And I appreciate every last one of the people that follow me and listen to this. Thank you. Like, this is different. I've never had that before. It's brand new to me. It's my new life. Podcast guy. Or, you know, just a regular person just talking to my phone and people listen back. You know, that's all it really is. But I'm going to take it to the next level because I like the feeling of saying, oh, shit, I have 15, 16 people that follow me and they listen to my podcast. Woohoo! I have a grand total of what? 1600 listens in total with 16 followers. So that means all 16 of my followers listen to it, what, 100 times? Yeah, 100 times. Hell yeah. Thank you. I hope to grow, but I really don't. I mean, either or, it don't really matter, because, you know, I'm just doing this just because I don't mind talking to people, but they don't have to talk back. And, you know, sometimes I talk about crazy shit. Sometimes I talk about shit that's in life. Sometimes I talk about people's personal life. It don't matter. You listening, so I appreciate it. I'll try to keep entertaining. Think I'm getting sick, though. But anyway, I'll see you guys next time. I'm thinking I'm going to call this episode. I'm glad if you stuck around this long. Listen, I don't know what to call my episodes. I never really felt like this should be episode one, episode, I feel like something crazy, like extremely crazy. Like, I try to get creative with the names, but I feel like I'm not doing a good job. I feel like it has to be something that sticks out, like Orangutan Ate My Anus. That's a crazy ass episode name. You're gonna remember that because of the name and also what it made, you know, made you feel. If you laughed your ass off, or, you know, I said some shit that like pissed you off and you felt like you want to say some shit back to me, etc., etc. Whatever emotion you evoke, it's gonna be attached by that name. And this was so, if I was boring, Easy. You gonna remember a boring ass episode and you gonna say, nah, don't listen to that one. Specifically, don't listen to that one. But yeah. I'm hotboxing and I kind of can't handle it. No, at the moment. But I think I'm going to call this episode How I Met Your Ancestors. Yeah. It seems like a good title. Since I was ranting about dead people and bullshit. Or if those people even died, maybe they weren't even in the ship. Who knows? But anyway, see y'all later.